Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another podcast session by the Kenyan Wall Street and HISA team. Today, we're going to talk about markets today. It's a happy new month. It's a very, very awesome sunny Monday here in Nairobi. And I'd want to first of all welcome you all to our new listeners, to those of you who continue listening to our podcast. Thank you and welcome to today's session. Today's session, we'll basically be focusing what we usually do on every Monday. We talk about what happened last week on markets and we focused what's likely to happen this week. Once again, remember that the advice that you receive on this podcast is purely for informational news, for information purposes, and you need to do your in-depth research and analysis in case you need to make a purchase. Last week on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, we saw a little bit of activity come up. We saw the benchmark all share index gain. At the same time, we saw the 20 share index lose. So I think that is one thing that would have really been interesting for us to know. What really happened, what is it that we're expecting on markets the next week, because I believe most investors are technically wondering the volatility that's there on global markets that we discussed on the previous podcast. Is it still going to move into this week, and also is it likely to affect our benchmark indices? So that's one thing that we really hope that as individuals in the market, we're likely to see how that's going to play out. I think we're still a little bit optimistic. What we didn't expect last week is we spoke about Kenya Power. If you remember our podcast with Davis, we spoke about Kenya Power, and KPLC actually lost ground last week. KPLC was the top loser in terms of share price performance. KPLC closed at about 1 shilling and 50 cent, which was about 10% lower. Year to date, KPLC has lost about 12% in terms of share price performance. That technically means those of you who bought KPLC at the beginning of the year, your portfolio is already down 12%. And I know you might be wondering why that is of play. I believe we've seen KenGen release their results, which was something that was slightly. I believe KenGen's performance was expected, in my opinion. What was not expected was them to declare the dividend and probably also give another positive dividend growth to shareholders. KenGen has raised their dividend to 30 cents from the previous 25 cents, which was there in the previous financial year. And the results that they announced rallied the stock about 11% on the week, closing at 5 shillings and 18 cents. That was one of the top performers of last week. We're still seeing a little bit of activity in small cap counters. That is a company like Nairobi Business Ventures, which was last year's top gainer. We're seeing NBV still continuing to gain. Year to date, NBV has already given shareholders 30% in terms of share price return. Last week, one of the things that happened in terms of just on the normal economic watch, we saw the Central Bank of Kenya, the Monetary Policy Committee, retained the CBR at 7%. I think this is something that CBK had announced. I don't think Central Bank is likely to change the rates, at least not within the year, probably as we still watch on what's happening on the economic front. So I think that is something that we're really, really going to hopefully watch, be keen on, and in case there's any challenge, we'll be able to let you guys know. Also, when we're talking on this, we really know that on the macroeconomic indicators, we saw the shilling has been a little bit stable, though week on week. I think this week the shilling is likely to continue declining a bit. I think generally probably in the next podcast I'll give you a reason. There's an analysis that I'm working on the shilling, and I know in my personal one-on-one analytics, I believe that the shilling is likely to generally come down during the week. We are seeing a lot of volatility on global markets, and I know some of the questions that have been asked over last week was, is this really going to hit out on the local market? I really don't think so. The NSE has a lot of mechanisms that control volatility, including the top index, that is the ceiling and the floor, which is on a 10% share price appreciation or closure. in terms if unless there's a corporate announcement. So we're likely not to see such high volatility on the local markets, at least not in the next few days or in the next few weeks. Also, there's one thing, an angle that you can analyze it from. Whenever there's a lot of volatility on global markets, we always see foreign individuals who retain, who still hold a majority of activity in our market. We'd always see foreign investors rally to frontier markets or emerging markets like ours. And I think that we're likely to see a little bit of more foreign inflows than outflows. So volatility at the moment, until we see the volatility in the in global markets decline, this is likely not to happen, in my opinion. So that's it. I believe if there's anything that comes up in global markets, once again, we'll still be able to look into it. Last week, we saw Safaricom become the top mover, just as usual. We know, and we discussed this in our first podcast this year. We had mentioned why Safaricom is always listed as the top mover in terms of market turnover. Safcom holds the largest in terms of market capitalization on the NSE. About 63% of the NSE is Safaricom. So we're likely to see this continue over time. This week, I believe as well, we'll see a little bit of activity on Safaricom still. But one thing that is likely to come out very interesting and you'll notice is we're going to see, we'd probably want to see the effect of Citigroup downgrading Safaricom's share price. We just want to, it would really be interesting to see how probably that plays out. Is it going to push the share price down? Is it likely going to push, is it going to push it up? What is it that we are really going to expect? Because we saw Citi say that they're downgrading Safaricom due to regulatory uncertainty. If you've not checked that out, you can look it up on the Kenyan Wall Street website, or you can also check it out from the trading room, and you'll be able to see on whatever they're really trying to explain on the regulatory risk, which may affect some of the revenues for Safaricom, the revenue stream. This is mainly because of the national payment strategy that is being implemented by Central Bank of Kenya. Apart from that, I think it would also really be interesting to see what's it that really going to move our banking sector. The banking sector last week came in second in terms of activity. We're likely to see a little bit of investor gain interest in the banks as we move towards the earnings session. I believe it will also be another interesting pack just to see how these markets are going to react to it. So as much as we would want to have an overall view of the market, I think we also still would want to look on how East African Breweries Limited, EABL, will perform over the next week. I think as an individual, it would be a little bit interesting to see just on which angles does EABL head up to. EABL has been on the rise. EABL took a decline, but was also a little bit in activity last week, and I think that's one thing that we as individuals would also want to just move into on the market. So I still believe there's still a little bit of positive activity, there's still a little bit of investor downturn and investor activity on the market. So yes, we're likely to see on, we'll be looking out on what East African Breweries will be able to put out there. Apart from EABL, I don't know what your thoughts are. You can always be able to let us know in the comment section. If you're on HISA app, this conversation will continue on the app. Let us know what you think. And if there's anything else on the podcast that you'd want us to mention over the next week, just let us know. That's it for today's podcast. Today's podcast is slightly shorter because we do not have any visitor today. But next week on Monday, Davis will be back and we'll be able to discuss more on markets. Thank you all and have a lovely week. And oh, just not forgetting, don't forget to download HISA app and follow the markets live. You can always be able to follow how the NSE is performing, how other global indices are performing as well, just to give you an oversight of how these markets are taking a turn. So thank you all and have a lovely week ahead. Bye-bye.